Application, Outlook 2016. And so what we're going to do is we're going to start with Gmail, and we're going to paste some addresses into a new mail. So we have my Gmail address, my work address at Microsoft, my Core Mail account, and my SaudiNick account. And we will say, sending from Gmail. So off it goes. It will land. Yeah, and it'll arrive in the inbox. Okay, because that was my own address was on there, so I sent to myself successfully. It arrived at Saudi. Oh, I see somebody has emailed me. Who's this? Hi, Mark. Is that Riyad? Probably, because he has access to this account too. And so it arrived successfully over here at Saudi. And it arrived at Cormail. So now let's reply. Oh, and it arrived at Outlook. So far, so good.
So we can't see the Outlook.
Oh, you can't see the Outlook.
We'll take
you know what? I know why. Because it's... So over here, it's actually important to see the Outlook. So currently sharing... We'll figure that out. For now, just take it from me that everything worked fine.
There's actually not that many of us.
Okay. So you can't see it on the screen there, or you can't?
No. Carry on.
Okay. So now let's reply from each of these. So let's reply all. We'll say reply from Cormail. And now we notice that something strange has happened. We have these two Chinese addresses here that are not as expected. We don't know where those came from. And one of them has a bad format. And so the Saudi address got converted to a different address. And the China address got apparently converted to another address, too. So that's a little weird. We'll see what happens. But not expected behavior. Then let's reply from Saudi. Reply all. And we'll say... Reply from SaudiNick. I spelled SaudiNick wrong. That's too bad. And now we'll look to see what happened. So we've received the Saudi email over at Gmail. Everything looks... Oh, that should have been a reply all. Let me do it again. So sending from Gmail, reply all. Reply from SaudiNick. Okay. Back to Gmail. We see our reply here. And there's all the addresses, so looks great. Gmail seems to be working perfectly. Now on the SaudiNick side, they noticed that the Microsoft server, MarkSV@microsoft.com, has a problem with SMTP UTF-8. So somehow Gmail was able to work around that. SaudiNIC wasn't able to work around it. I actually think that this is perfectly acceptable behavior, but somehow Gmail has worked around it. On the core mail side, core mail did get a bounce from those two email addresses that, you know, those unexpected email addresses. That was expected. And we haven't received the reply from SaudiNIC yet. Okay, now going over to Outlook. Let me see if I can find a way to show you what's going on in Outlook, because this is interesting.
Shared in Adobe Connect?
Yeah, it does need to be shared, and we were just sharing the browser before. So we stop sharing.
Just start it again and select that out.
Oh, okay. So I share my screen.
I just select both your browser and check the little radio box.
I see. Okay. Bear with me, folks. Inbox and that one. Can you see it, or is it really small?
This is what people see on Adobe Connect.
Excellent. Okay. So here's the original email from Gmail. And you can see up on the address line that everything is as expected. My Exchange account, my Core Mail account, my SaudiNIC account, and my Gmail account all are represented correctly. If I try to reply, we'll see what happens there. Now, here's my reply from Core Mail. So I've got those two strange email addresses that, you know, that used to be the SaudiNIC address. So I've got those. But look what happened to my Core Mail address here. It's being expressed as Punycode in both labels, the local portion and the domain portion. So that's different than the behavior than we had from Gmail. It works. But as you can see, this is a terrible user experience because I don't know who this is from. It just looks like a bunch of gibberish. Now, when I tried to reply back, I'm getting these messages from my server that I couldn't send to the Core Mail account or the SaudiNIC account because I don't know EAI. That's what Exchange is saying to... I know, yes. So here I am in Gmail. I receive the reply. Back to SaudiNIC. So SaudiNIC, we already saw that. Back to the message list. Who's this? Who they have a problem with? Oh, yeah, same thing. Are these both the same? Oh, yeah, that was the reply. And we haven't got the Core Mail emails yet either. I think they haven't arrived at Gmail or at SaudiNIC yet. So you can see this mostly works in a couple cases, but the experiences are all different. What I'm expecting to see for the reply from Outlook is that either in Core Mail or in SaudiNIC, I actually expect it to arrive. I've seen it happen where it arrived even though the server said it couldn't ship it. Again, not an acceptable user experience.
In Outlook from your Exchange service.
But I've had it actually go through. Yeah, well, we can't actually show that right now because nothing has landed. But, we do see some of that. And then, of course, Gmail is working perfectly. So So that's my portion of the demo right now. So you can see that things sort of interoperate, but they're on the edge cases, everybody's treating the edge cases differently.
So Mark, can you paste the addresses?
Yes.
Or send them to the UA discuss list.
I will do that.
And say, could people give this a go and report what happens? So, Marvin, are we in a position where we can see your Windows-based client in action?
So I'm going to stop sharing. And now Marvin can present.
Okay. Now, I think I will be show the double account. Mark is show Carmel's Chinese account, but he only have EI account. Mm-hmm. So I will show the double account, main account and alias account. Now I will log in. You can see the username and domain name is Chinese name. And this email is my working mail. Working email. Every worker is in this email account. And so there are two accounts. Main account is Wu Xiuchen at Huliang.com. The alias account is MWU at commail.cn. They are the same account. Now, so I log in. When I log in, so I write an email, a new email. Now, in sender, we can see is Chinese name, and if I choose another, they have mwr@commail.in, so they are double account. And this is our another alias, so there are two accounts that can be used. When I write an email, I will choose. This email account is my default account, so I can use it. every work I use my email is my default account, so it can be work in my inbox more than so many email. 18,000 more than 18,000 email is in my box. It's my Indeed to use it, not a test account. So when I write a new email, now I will send a QQ.com is email account can't support ERI. So let me see what happened. Hello. ERI. Now we send. Okay, I try to receive it. Okay. You can see now I received my email with Chinese name and domain name. Now this account can't support ERI, so I use my alias account to send email. Now you can see the sender is mwu@commail.cn. So that is the double account to use it, and not receive a puny account email. So it's the double account to work. So when I return, it use this English account. Okay, that's my double account. Now, let me show my Windows PC client. It's the same account I used. So when I create a new account, No, maybe no. This account is the same account, so it can be work every day. It's a PC client for Windows. Just a usually normal client like Outlook, but it can be support ERI account. Every day I use it, every day. For my work. You can see the account name is Chinese name, not English name. Every day I was use this client for work. And indeed, I have mobile client, maybe Mr. Song. Help me to control my iPhone. And it send and receive an email is just like web client. You can see. I use it every day.
So, Marvin, do you have an English interface, or is it just Chinese at the moment?
My web client.
Yes, I know the web. I found that button.
This is Flash email, Commail Flash mail, not only Chinese interface, okay. Because it's a new product.
I will go more slowly then.
And maybe I need sometimes to give you English interface. Now it's only Chinese interface for our Chinese users. it can be work. And usually I use my email for iPhone because now every time, maybe more a half time, I use my email with my iPhone, not PC, not Mac, because every day I will go into everywhere. So iPhone is fairly important for me because a lot of email need my return. So iPhone is fairly important for me.
So, Marvin, just another quick question.
Okay.
You've provided the software to Thailand and to India.
Yeah.
Have you created the interfaces in Hindi and in Thai, or
No.
just the English?
Just the English interface. Okay. Because create a new interface need a lot of works.
Okay.
So just give them English interface.
Marvin just wanted to put the mirror the iPhone screen onto the projector. I don't think that's possible without a special software. So maybe we can just have a look physically.
Okay. Maybe we can show in the this place in the room, but I can't show in internet. This is Commerce app, and we can use this client to receive and send email.
Mm-hmm.
And it can support my Chinese domain name and my Chinese username, just like PC client.
Right.
But it can be used in iPhone. So the function is the same. And this email is my father sent to me. And just I receive it in my iPhone. So I have the solution of iOS, Windows, PC, mobile, everything, every solution I can support, and ISV, SaaS, all the solutions I have. SaaS is can be sold. ISV also can be sold. No. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
So thank you very much to the two of you. So what we're seeing is that there are a number of EAI implementations underway and in production, and some of them work as expected, some of them don't work as expected, and our goal for the next little while is to learn what we can learn and see if we can come up with any conclusions. And the goal is to help the suppliers of these EAI systems to get better and better and more consistent approaches. So that's the UA workshop for Sunday, the 6th of March, 2016. And I'll just check, make sure that there's no other questions or comments. And I'll just check online. So there being none, I would like to thank everybody for your time and attention today, particularly those who lasted the afternoon. I'm somewhat optimistic for the way going forward. And we'll do something similar in Memphis or wherever the next ICANN meeting is.
Helsinki.
So thank you very much. If we can stop the recording and then close down the room. Thank you.